Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you, William. They didn't have their sound system hooked up, so we brought down our bass amp so you could hear us. All right, I wrote this out, so I'm going to read you what I wrote. Rise Up is the name of a new organization. We morphed from a group that came together around the closing of Tonic, but this is a broader base, and it's clearly what I'm proposing here is a pressure group to realize what needs to, what we feel that we can do and what we feel needs to be done. It's a movement of the arts. We are fighting to get an adequate music venue that is centrally located in Manhattan and to be donated by the city of New York. The fact that this has not already happened is a grave oversight that must be remedied as soon as possible. We know that the city is now concerned about an affordable venue for innovative music, and they're also concerned about affordable housing, but thus far, that concern is not translated into substantive action. I mean, they do have some affordable housing, but it's grossly inadequate, as anyone looking for an apartment well knows. Artists are used to upgrading so-called bad neighborhoods. Then rents go up, and neither the artist nor the poor nor our rapidly shrinking middle class can afford to live there. New York needs to learn how to be proud of its creative, innovative artists and its unique and economically and culturally diverse neighborhoods, and understand the creative role that art can play in keeping our neighborhoods safe and healthy. How do we function as an organization? We need to form committees to address each of the problems that we face as artists. And I'm not going to read the list now, I'll read it later, and that's about signing up for committees. When a group of people come together to address a problem, they have power. How much would someone have to pay you for each of you to come together and work for even 1 hour? This is our power. We can come together with our unique abilities and donate some of our time to achieve what needs to be achieved. Maybe we can't bring about an equitable peace in the Middle East and stop all the killing that war brings. But maybe we can get a venue for music. Maybe we can build a community arts center. Maybe we can have music in school playgrounds as well as in auditoriums. Maybe we can have live performances in soup kitchens. Why not? And homeless shelters. And in every community center in New York. Maybe we can have a new jazzmobile with a larger musical mandate, bringing music and all the other arts all over the city. Wouldn't that be great? Maybe we can build housing for senior artists. Maybe we can fight for affordable housing that some of which has soundproofing so that musicians can live there. Why not? Now, one of the things that's really important to me is the way that we work together and the way that we are together. And it's really hard to bring together a diverse group because everyone has their feelings and their egos and their everything. There are tons of baggage that we all carry around. So we need to be mindful of how we deal with each other. We're not perfect beings, but we must always have as a priority the idea that all who we deal with are treated with respect. We don't need to be the best, we don't need to be best friends, but we do need to treat everyone with respect. We should not look on anyone as our enemy, even if we sort of feel like they are, but as someone who we hope will understand and who we need to understand as well. In this atmosphere, it makes possible we are better able to accomplish what we set out to do. We all like to be right, but the trouble with that is that it implies that someone's wrong, and no one wants to be wrong. But if you reach out and listen and speak in a way that others can hear, then you can have another friend instead of an enemy. Now, I know this sounds like I'm giving you a moral lesson, but it's actually just a practical, pragmatic kind of thing. It's so much more effective if instead of being pissed off and angry at the way other people do you and don't, then you, instead of being pissed off, you just you listen to them, and then you calmly explain what you're trying to do. You try to convert and inspire instead of complain and harangue. I feel it's really a lot more, works better. It just works better. I know. I mean, I do it even when I don't feel like it's something. I don't always do it because I'm not perfect. But I find that even when I'm feeling cranky and I force myself to say something nice, gosh, it's incredibly effective. It's ridiculous. Anyway, now there's some other notes I have, some really practical things about what we are planning to do and what are really possible to do. But maybe at this point, that's like my opening statement. At this point, we should invite others to speak, or William wants to say something, and then we'll invite others.